Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hej och välkomna till Vinpiraterna och den här lilla Chablis-specialen med Julien Brocard. Det här blev ett intressant samtal och en djupdykning av vad som är på gång i Chablis just nu. Vad gäller bydynamik, de senaste årgångarna, sökandet efter vingårdsuttryck och såklart en hel massa annat. Lite gott vin dricker vi också. Hoppas ni får en trevlig lyssning. Jag ger er Julien Brocard. Yes, Julien Brocard. Welcome to this podcast, Vinpratarna. Nice to have you here and nice to have you in Stockholm. Could you just start off a little bit telling us about your background? I mean, I know you were born in 73 and you started in the business around 97, right? But
yes.
Can you tell me a little bit what happened before you got started in the family business? What did you study or what did you do?
Thank you and good morning.
good morning.
I studied in engineer school before coming working with my father, and I studied in electric train before, and then I come back to work with my father. I start to manage the vineyards. I was very interested in the nature and the growing vineyards, so I start to do this at first, and when I start, I was very interesting to try to understand why the disease coming in the vineyards.
The diseases.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because at this time, lots of disease in the vine was not was difficult to. To control.
What kind of powder mildew or
mildew, oidium,
all kinds.
Lots of kinds. So I was interested in biodynamic vineyards ways because it was the only group and only person who was asking why the origin of the disease.
Yeah.
So I tried to.
Study that and see what.
Studied, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And and I know you've you started off with some experimenting with biodynamic farming and organic farming. Can you tell us about that? How did that happen? And then where exactly? What vineyards and when?
So when I start interested in that ways of organic and biodynamic. I start with a small land called Boissonneuse. It was first tried because 20 years ago, biodynamic was more esoteric things and very frightened. Was frightened my father. He was not very happy to see esotericism things in the vineyards. So I spent because I want to make a try. So. Let's do a triad in one land. So I did this triad in Boissonneuse. But I was very convinced that if we never try to understand the origin of the problem, we never resolve the problem. Because at this time, all the general thinking was to arise the consequence, but never asking the causes of the problem. So I tried biodynamic vineyards for this because they were asking why the problem is coming and try to do. Sometimes we can't do nothing, but we just try to understand. And it's a first step.
And you started with this, as soon as you got into the family business, you started experimenting with this, the biodynamics and that. How were you a pioneer in Chablis by then, or did other winemakers or growers work biodynamically?
At this time, we were the pioneer to introduce biodynamic, and because as I said, it was very bad press. Biodynamic was bad press.
A bit new age.
New age and very strange and not standard view or not common view. So everything was outside the common view and general view. It was not good.
No. Okay.
So every land in Chablis at 20 years ago should be very clean, no herbs, nothing, very chemical ways.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go out of this, you are the bad boys. Mm. So, and when you do something, many neighbors say, the disease come from Broca vineyards because it's biodynamic.
Okay.
It's the wrong way. So.
But has that changed? I mean, how is things now? Are other producers also following in your footsteps? And many others have started working biodynamically by now? Or
Now, 20 years after, many of producers are not still in biodynamic or organic, but the view, the general view has changed. Mm-hmm. Now you can see in Chablis lots of herbs. We call it a bit dirty vines now, but dirty means lively.
Yes, yes.
And before, dirty means dead.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the general understanding has completely changed, and with the new generation say, this is a soil which is getting more lively.
Yes.
And it's dirty. It's there is lots of herb, but it's a lively soil. And it's when you talk about appellation, you have to talk about lively soil.
Yes. And how has the vines changed? Do you see that the vines are stronger or healthier or more resistant to diseases or have you found any results since?
We still have lots of problem due to the vegetal material which has been roughed for many centuries, many decennies and many centuries, and the vines today are fragile against still milieu and oidium and lots of different diseases, but the vines are growing more in harmony today, and with which it grows in harmony, the vines are less fragile against the disease in general.
Okay.
So the disease is still there, and you can damage a lot of vine, but with growing in harmony, it's you have more resistance.
Mm, yeah.
It's more strong.
Yeah. I talked to Mathilde Chapoutier not long ago, and she told me the same, that the vines actually they're more they're stronger and more resistant to heat waves, or if it rains a lot or whatever, they just you're just naturally stronger, and that's quite interesting.
The vines are more in harmony with the environments, and the vines are more constant year after year. If it's wet or dry, the soil will be absorb.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have a certain inertia, and like an old vine, you won't have great harvest and low harvest. It's more and more
even, sort of. Okay.
Constant, and you can feel in the wine after that. It's get more harmony into the wines.
You do that as well.
Yes,
you feel
like
more harmony and more concentration as well, or what
would
you say?
Not too much concentration, but
just
more
harmony.
Constance and more harmony into the wine, because you won't have great harvests, so your wine will be always you feel the character of each land year after year with the vintage, but less excess.
Yeah.
Less excess.
Yeah. But what are the challenges in Chablis with working biodynamically? I mean, when it comes to climate and soil and stuff like that. I mean, is it any specific challenges?
Chablis, the challenge is of course the humidity and rain, mm-hmm. because it's bringing the mildew and oidium, many mildew. So you have to have a very very healthy soil to not let him implant the vineyard. Or you need really make a very good work in the vineyards.
Yeah.
So it's one of the most harder region in France to do biodynamic because of this.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I can imagine. But how many hectares do Brocard have in total today?
Today we have 200 hectares.
200 hectares, yes. That you own, and then you buy some grapes as
yes,
well?
Yes, we buy some grapes.
Yes. And how many of those are biodynamic today?
We do almost 70 hectares in biodynamic.
Okay.
And 100 is inorganic in total.
Okay. Mm. And the rest are you planning to
convert your
convert a year.
But some land near the river are more difficult to convert than some in really a more higher altitude.
Okay, I get it. Apart from the biodynamics and the organic farming, what has changed since you came in into the business in 97? Mm-hmm. Any, have you changed winemaking techniques or anything else during these 20 plus years?
For me, I'm very concerned to handmade and human-made. So I bring more and more human-made into the process of winemaking and vineyards take care. So it's really important for me that human is in the center of the work.
Mm.
Last 40 years or 30 years, there was lots of mechanical and research for take off hand made, but for me it's very important to make lots of artisans and companion style. So it's why I develop a lot of the range of Setlieu, because it's carrying these spirits. Because for example, in the wine vinification, everything is technological, is take away, and everything is controlled by human.
Okay, so by hand. So
yes.
Those, yeah.
Yes.
Mm, okay.
So it's very important for me to have a great man experience in like a companion who's taking care of the wine.
Mm, okay. I also read somewhere that you've started using these like old oak vats more than you did before. Is that right?
Yes.
And
Foudre. Yes.
Foudre. Yeah.
We use Foudre for the natural material.
Yeah.
And this is where I come back. Like my grandfather used to make with this. I like the noble material, like I don't like the oak for the oak, because it's bringing it's adding
the character. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for it's important for me to have good vat of with noble material.
Okay. And what do how is it for that it brings something that you like flavor wise, or is it sort of the slow oxidation or
it's just for the slow oxidation, no flavor. We want to keep the natural flavors from the soil, so we have natural food.
Yeah.
It means that it's more than 5 years old.
Yeah.
Food.
So it doesn't give
just,
anything to
yes,
it.
Yes. Oh, okay. It just bringing the nice micro oxidation will, because the wine needs oxygen a little bit, but it needs everything. Too much it will oxidize the wine, but not it will don't develop all the aroma from the wine.
Oh, exactly. And when it comes to Chablis in general, what would you say? What's going on in Chablis today? Are there any specific trends or anything? I mean, when it comes to both, when it comes to winemaking in the area, and also when it comes to consumers? I mean, have you noticed any changes during the years? I mean, if people tend to drink more or less Chablis, or is it just constant? Or just want to know a little bit what's going on in sort of Chablis.
Today, I feel that it's more liberty in Chablis.
Mm-hmm.
Before, Chablis was known as one brand and one wine.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the producers behind, Chablis was only one brand, one wine. And I think now people looking for different things inside Chablis. Different producer, different style, different...
Mm-hmm.
So there's more liberty inside the appellation of Chablis. We do for try some natural wine, for example. So
mm-hmm.
No one can imagine we do natural wine 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now we can we do biodynamic, organic. We do lots. Some did chemical, very completely style opposite of us.
Mm-hmm.
But there is lots of customer and people. I think found their way in the Chablis appellation more than before.
Mm.
20 years ago, it was more in one style and one.
It was one brand sort
yes,
of.
Yes,
but it, is it also going towards more, more and more sort of vineyards rather than just areas, so
yes.
to speak, yeah, more and more.
It's more and
unique
more
expressions of, yes. of sites.
Single vineyards meanings.
Yeah,
because before it was only one appellation, but now inside Chablis village, you can have lots of different style. Many now spoke about this Chablis come from this village,
yeah.
this slot,
yeah.
And so it's more and more specify. And more single vineyards meaning.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now we're going to taste some wine here as well. And we've got, maybe we'll start off talking about the latest vintage, which is 18, that we're showing. We're going to have to taste the Chablis Vieille Vigne, Saint-Clair. Mm-hmm. How was 18 as a vintage? Was it, can you tell us about it?
So 18 was... amusing in the because it's a vintage come after 4 years of very difficult harvest in Chablis, very struggle years, and 18 we were not expecting of this vintage because we have 3 months of dryness and we were thinking that it was a fifth bad years for us in terms of harvest. And too much concentration, and in fact it was the opposite. It's
okay.
We have a good harvest, despite the there was no rain through three months. The vines were in good shape and can carry on the grapes until the harvest.
Didn't suffer from the
didn't
the
heat. Suffer.
No, okay.
Everyone was completely surprised of this.
Yeah.
So the. It's very difficult to understand actually the nature with the variation of the climates.
Yeah.
But it was a very good surprise for us, and the style of the wine is very Chablis style, with the minerality, the freshness. Everything was what we liked, because we always a bit afraid of some wine when it's too warm, that the Chablis can be too concentrated and lose the freshness, which made his proper character. So we are very happy for this, for 18, to show to our customer a very Chablis style with the freshness.
Mm.
It's not so bodybuilding wine, like could be a 15 or something.
No.
Even if 14 on the freshness, but it's a nice, styly, Chablis wine.
Yeah, I have it here in my glass. I mean, it's... obviously, the fruit characters are quite round and nice, but the acidity is there, and the minerality is definitely there as well. So it's a really concentrated and very focused wine, I would say.
We have a nice balance between the fruit and the freshness. The acidity is there, and carry on the structure of the wine. So it's a good image for Chablis for me.
And it was quite good harvest when it comes to yield as well. I mean, you got... quite a lot of grapes.
Yes. We have it's a good year. It has been a good yield and good style of Chablis. So we are happy.
Also, would like to talk about, because we have also the same wine, but from 1998 and 1985, and I think that's quite interesting to talk a little bit about Chablis with age, because it's a wine that most people tend to drink quite young. Because it's very refreshing and nice to drink when young. But what would you say? Describe what happens with Chablis. Why do you think we should wait with it? I mean, keep them for longer and drink more old Chablis. And why? I mean, what would you say are the characters that comes with age?
With Chablis, it's wine can age very, very well. It has the energy, the potential, the acidity and freshness to age very well. Today we drink earlier for the freshness to get the because it's the main character of the wine today. It's one of the 5% of cool Chardonnay on the world, and it brings so freshness that people looking for this. But Chablis can age, and if you drink some old vintage in Chablis, you can get from the minerality to some sea aroma, because Chablis is getting more and more like the aroma come from the soil than to the top surface.
Yeah. Almost a little saltiness, whatever you call
exactly,
it.
Exactly, saltiness. Yes. It's come from minerality to saltiness, IUD test, and you can feel very, for 20 years old Chablis, IUD test, like if you breathe the sea 150 million years ago. Because the sea was there, it's Jurassic times, the sea sediment all this soil, and for all Chablis, you can be back in the times. So it's 150 million years ago for only 20 years for Chablis. So it's for me, it's very interesting sometimes to drink and to feel this. It's not all the year, all the vintage can carry on this.
No, because I have this 98 here. I think I would never have guessed that it's actually over 20 years, 20 years old, because this is, I mean, obviously it has some secondary aromas to it, but it's really refreshing. It's extremely refreshing, great acidity, and still quite young and lively, I would say. How was 98 as a vintage?
It's 98 was a classic year in Chablis with main acidity. In the youngness, it was a bit strong, but the acidity has been, we call say, polished and a bit rounded. And because in Chablis, it's mainly the acidity who's carry on the wine and the energy of the wine.
Yeah.
The energy comes through the acidity. And always when you have acidity, you can project your wine in the future. So it's So it was a classic year for this, for bringing this. And today it's very interesting because the wine is still lovely, still fresh.
For sure.
And that's a very good example of Chablis.
Yeah, yeah. And then 85 as well has still quite so good acidity to it. And that's really impressive.
85 was a bit more ripe. It was almost more round in the young young years, but it always can age very well. And today is still for me such almost 33 years. It's very it's a very good and very
it's very well balanced. I mean, here you have more of the nuttiness and quite some ripe exotic fruits and stuff like that, but also still the sort of iodine saltiness in the end. That's it's still well balanced. And
it's bring after aging, you can find lots of complexity in the wine. It's not only in minority style in the Yunnanes. You can have honey, nuts, iodites, saltiness. So every vintage will bring a little bit of different aroma, and it's bringing complexity, and it's very interesting for me to show this.
But would you say that? How long would you keep the wine? So you would say that 85, early 80s. That's should they? Could you keep them even longer than that, or
after 20 years, it's always a guess to keep the freshness. But when a year is can stay so long, it's very it's a great thing for us because it's a big discover. Yeah. It's always very nice and very enjoying times.
Would you say that Brocard have a sort of a house style or specific style? Is there anything that in a blind tasting that makes you pinpoint that this is from Brocard?
The things we want to achieve is always to keep the energy into the wine. So our land is source of Chablis, and it's a very strong emergent soil, which is bring lots of acidity, lots of energy into the wine. And our work is to keep this always. So we have natural ways, natural fermentation, natural process to respect this. The wine always a bit more austere and hard in the youngness to drink, but it's always to project the wine in the future.
Okay, so it's made for sort of that's the idea, just to keep
the
long
energy.
Future. Yeah. Great. So now we have some new wines here. Could you tell me about, because it's this the Setlieu? Is that right pronounced?
Yes, Setlieu. Yeah.
Could you tell us about that? Because that's sort of a project that you've started as well.
Yes, it's a range that we finalized 5 years ago. But it's the project personal I got when I worked with my father 20 years ago. So it's the achievement of my work and my view I want to show in the wine. And so it's all range conducting by mic. Everything is made by hand from the harvest one viticulture and also to the vinification.
Okay.
Everything is by hand, no machine or no automat. Everything is the spirit of human has to do the work and to control everything stage. So it's and I think it's because I wanted to come back to the spirit of companion, which we have to we say de cœur à l'ouvrage. It's heart on your work. Everyone. Every man has to do
his heart in his work. Yeah.
Heart in his work.
Yeah.
So it's the center of this range, make his heart on his work.
Okay. Okay.
And you have to feel it in the wine at the end.
Mm.
So it's made that from the viticulture, the plant, the vines grows in harmony in the nature. And you have a very well balanced between the soil and the ripeness, because the vintage will be there, but you will have a very nice harmony with the minerality, the freshness, and the ripe. Everything has to be infusion, and not the acidity from one side and the ripeness for the others.
Okay.
For us, the plant should the vine should. Achieve a very nice harmony into the grapes.
Yeah. And
you have to feel this in the wine at the end, and the man should conduct this and turn in bottle.
Mm. And cet lieu in English would be like seven plots.
Seven single vineyards.
Seven single. So it's seven different wines that you try to find the right expression from each.
Yes.
Okay. And how big are these? Are they, of course, they differ, but I mean, in general, is there really small vineyards or is it?
Some are very small, and the biggest is the first land is La Boissonneuse,
which
10 hectares.
Here, yeah.
And the rest is almost 2 hectares, 3 hectares.
Mm. And Boissonneuse was the first one that you started working on, by Damley, we told us earlier.
Yes, yeah, 20 years ago, I started with Boissonneuse to make my trial in Bayern Mick. So that's the first plots to be converted in Bayern Mick with this spirit.
And what is the special features of this vineyard? What is the sort of the expression of this of Boissonneuse?
I think it's very strong immersion soil, but with a very nice harmony. So it's you can feel also a very floral aroma. It's not only just mineral, but you have floral soil, which will make a very nice harmony for me, which will make the feminine style will be bring by the floral aroma with the mineral side, which is more strong and masculine. So the for me, it's a nice fusion with those two kind of aroma.
Yeah, and we have three different vineyards here, and all is 17. So what about 17 as a vintage?
17 is a good vintage Chablis, strong minerality, strong freshness. With a nice achieve ripe, we have some frost during the start of the year, which damaged bit the wine, so the yield was not very very good in Chablis, but the vintage is nice to with the minutive freshness and a good achievement in the ripe.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice. Also, some almost like a honey note to it.
Yes, it's showing the honey notes, showing the ripe. Mm. So we have we achieve a good maturation. Sun was nice and good, and but the structure of acidity is there.
Not
aggressive.
Not
very few. Not fonded. I don't know. Fusion, but.
The aftertaste is really, you can feel it just lingers on. And the second one we have here from the cet lieu is
Côte de l'Échey.
And what about that? What about that vineyard?
Côte de l'Échey is not the most well-known Premier Cru in Chablis, tiny, but it's very nice and very potential Premier Cru. It's sans exposition, low altitude, so it's... could get very well ripe.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hours quite earlier to not have too much concentration, and we always have us in the first days of the harvest in Chablis, and it's have a very strong soil also, very fine, very delicate wine, and I think it's for the future it will be a very very well-known pomacru for this quality.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But is it slightly different soil composition here, or is it also chimérigène?
Yes, it's chimérigène.
Yeah, yeah.
In Chablis, everything is chimérigène except Portlandian for the Petit Chablis.
Oh, yeah.
And some Chablis in the north of part of Chablis. But everything is chimérigène. It depends. The chimérigène could change.
Mm.
For Boissonneuse, it's a bit more strong, stony. Mm.
Mm.
Côte de l'Échelle is a bit more small
yeah.
stone.
Oh, yeah.
A bit more fine, more delicate soil.
Mm. It's nice to see, I mean, it's always nice to compare vineyard expressions because obviously it is a different, but also when it comes to altitude and all of that, it comes into play as well. And the last one we have here is Grand Cru Preuse.
Les Preuses, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, so tells about that.
So the Les Preuses is the one of the seven Grand Cru in Chablis, and it's more west exposition and a bit more altitude. It's very raffinate style Chablis. It's always need a bit more aging on their list to achieve the wines. It's really on the finesse, and it's not a very strong acidity wine, but it's more on finesse and raffinate style.
Yeah, really nice wine. I mean, this is sort of a just so concentrated, so yeah, really a lot of depth in this one.
Yes,
and complexity.
And you have in this Grand Cru, you have the palette is always constant. The aroma you can feel in your palette has long constants. You have not all. It's really constant and strong aroma.
Yeah, but this Cetlier, really nice to try this. The Cetlier, how many bottles do you do of this? Is this more like a fun thing, a project for you, or is it? How many bottles do you do?
Cetlier is really the the amusing for us and what we are in vibration with. We really love. The first thing is to love to do this, and it's a small production because it's today it's almost 60,000 bottle, 60,000 bottle. So it's a tiny with all the seven slots. It's a tiny for Chablis production. It almost due also to the last vintage was very low, but we do a lots of pleasure with this.
Yeah,
it's really our amusing.
It's fun to do.
Yes,
and maybe you learn something that you can you can take to the to the rest of the wine making. But also, I wonder. Because the Cetlier was 17. Do you keep them longer before you release them than you do with the Vieille-Vigne?
We keep longer, except the last year.
Okay.
because we have in 16 we have be completely destroyed.
Oh yeah.
So to not be 1 year with no wine, we have a bit. Earlier bottle, but it's normally it's kept to almost 6 months.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. Yeah. In this, under this, kept in full. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you very much for taking the time. It was really nice talking to you, and interesting to get these insights in what's going on in Chablis right now. So, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Spring? Is that you?
Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.